whether it be Jazz, Utes, Cougars, or Aggies. Ow! We're breaking down the teams you're passionate about.
Thank you.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Thanks for making us part of your day as we kick off your noon hour. And what better way than to chat with the legend himself, Craig Bowler, Jack. Bowler, how are you?
Hey, Bowler.
Scotty, Hans, how are you too, man?
Better now. We're talking to you.
Just love hearing your voice.
It makes my day. I'll tell you that. Appreciate it. I'll tell you. I'm just sitting here reading, finding out nothing about free agency. All I know is Anthony Davis is going to wait. And what a beautiful thing that you can write your own deal.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt. Hey, by the way, our Craig Bowler Jack conversation brought to you by University of Utah Health, trusted healthcare provider for the Utah Jazz family and yours. Let's go back to draft night. What did you think about the new big?
Well,
Rock Chalk, baby. Well, wait a minute. Never mind. You're a Kansas State guy. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, what is Rock Chalk, man? Come on. It's written in the code at K-State that you can't talk KU. No, I'm kidding.
Bowler, you should see how proud Scotty is of himself. Jeez.
Oh, that's a bookie. You know, it's a heck of a name to call, you know, after a big a big dunk or something. But I think I was taken off guard a little bit. The Jazz making moves with Bradley and trading him to Detroit with picks. And obviously Ed Davis, who I thought was a pro's pro through the whole thing last year, moved to New York. So the need obviously becomes more apparent with Azubuike. So, you know, I've seen some highlights. He's a powerful guy. There's no doubt he's experienced 4 years, and that's a rarity in the NBA to take players that, you know, go the full four. It used to be kind of, well, in my opinion, you know, it was pretty commonplace until the rule changes were made. But, I don't know what direction. I have my thoughts, you know, on what the Jazz want to do, but, you know, the Ryan Smith and Gail Miller sale of a few weeks ago, I'm still not clear on, you know, how involved he can actually be in some of these decisions that can start at 4 o'clock Mountain Time. So free agency should be wild here within the next, less than 4 hours, you know. And I know a lot of these deals are done, right? They're going to come fast and furious. But what does this mean today for the Jazz? That's the most intriguing thing for me. Is if it's, you know, Jordan Clarkson, if that doesn't work, the next plan and to build that bench. And are you going to add a wing? Are you going to add another big? Is Azubuike, which I don't think would be the main backup to Rudy, could be wrong. But there's a lot of questions out there that we'll get some answers to.
Scotty and I were looking at some of the 27th picks, and there was a stretch of five picks that included Rudy Gobert and Kyle Kuzma and Pascal Siakam. And look, yeah. there is a well-known group of 27th overall picks that have done some pretty incredible things. Just as you project Azubuike, his age, what he did, you know, that being the conference player, his field goal percentage, all those things into consideration. Do you think he's going to be a major contributor, a minor contributor? Just what are your projections on how much we actually see him?
Well, you know, Hans, that really is the question, too. I mean, let me just read for fans. I mean, I've been looking this over for 2 days, but, you know, he's a four-year collegiate player at KU a year ago, nearly 14 points, and he set an NCAA record. This is, again, almost exactly what Rudy does for the Jazz today. He shot nearly 75% from the floor, right? He's 10-plus rebounds, nearly over 2.5 blocks in the 31 games that he played. And he was a second-team All-American Player of the Year in 19 and 20 in the Big 12 and a first-team Big 12 selection. So, I mean, those are incredible. You know, the accolades, the honors, I mean, are very impressive. And look, you know, Big 12 basketball is kind of middle of the road. Kansas obviously has a long history of some really fine basketball teams and tradition. So, again, I don't know. It's almost like I'm looking at a bigger version of Rudy in the sense of body size. I'm anxious to see what his feet truly are in the NBA and how he can move. But yet his scoring, his rebounding, and his high percent totals are very much in line to what Rudy Gobert gives the Jazz on a nightly basis. I think Hans, the question, too, is the drop-off, right, that occurred after the Jazz starting five left the floor. There were many nights, as you both know, that Utah would lead by 12 or 13 or 14, and those leads would slide away. You know, Azubuike looks like a guy that most likely they hope can hold his own. Also, if injury would come as a third backup, or I'm not sure this is a developmental pick, but again, the numbers indicate the kid can play, and he was there for 4 years and well coached, and obviously loaded up some great numbers. So that to me, you know, after today, after we see if the Jazz actually go for another big and a wing, or if they don't, they can't sign Jordan Clarkson, the money that opens up and the decisions that are made after that. And then again, the extensions that will come for Donovan Mitchell and the Supermax for Rudy Gobert if the Jazz decide to go that direction, right?
Yeah. The free agency begins here in about 3 hours or so. How will we, and again, I'm asking you to speculate here, will we get an announcement tonight on a max contract with Donovan Mitchell? I got to imagine it's coming pretty quick.
I don't think there's any reason to hold back. Do you guys?
No.
I mean, I would think that's pretty much, we knew that was going to happen the minute that his eligibility, you know, was there for that. And I think the Jazz want to appease, you know, Donovan. It sends a message, I think, to the rest of the league that Donovan is here and he's dedicated. And also, guys, I'm thinking, too, how important is he in making some of these, you know, to say, hey, guys, look, I'm here. Come play with me. I know that's outside the Jazz box of trying to recruit, and I get that. But still, the message sent is important because they know that if Donovan Mitchell is going to be with the Utah Jazz, let's be honest, I think he holds a pretty powerful position at a very young age. He's on that board for racial injustice issues that are going to be discussed with coaches, players, and ownership. And, you know, that's quite an accomplishment for 24 years of age. So I think he holds a lot of respect in this league. And for the Jazz to go ahead and get this thing done ASAP, I think, only sends a strong message, not only to the Jazz fans, Jazz Nation, but to the rest of the NBA and players who may be considering, you know, touching down here for a while. We'll see.
We had one of my favorite people on the entire earth on the show a little bit earlier, Gordy Chiesa, and he did a breakdown on Jordan Clarkson, talked about what he would draw on the open market, talked about a $60 million contract, around $15 million a year, and kind of painted a picture, a very difficult picture for the Jazz to re-sign. Will Jordan Clarkson be in a Jazz jersey again?
Well, I hope so, and I love Gordy. I mean, the guy has numbers, and he's probably the most prepared individual I've ever come across in this business. He knows basketball upside and down. And those numbers that you speak of on what he could get in a free agent market. Hans, I'm interested to see in these early decisions of 4 o'clock Mountain Time, just how much ownership has been impacted by the last year of COVID and what the free agent market truly is going to be. Even though they settled on pretty much the same salary cap of a year ago, you know, how deep pockets do owners want to go? And it's going to be intriguing. And maybe nothing at all. You know, maybe they just suck it up and play on, knowing that a vaccine's on the way and that, you know, hopefully normalcy will return soon, maybe before the playoffs. I mean, we'll have an idea. But that to me is an issue, just to see, you know, how much ownership want to spend after losing, obviously, some pretty good coin in the last 9 months. So that's going to be an issue, and maybe it won't. But I tell you, the Jazz found a gem in Jordan Clarkson. The trade to Cleveland was brilliant. Dante for Jordan Clarkson, and what a huge turnaround he gave the Jazz off the bench as soon as he got here. A green light, 15 shots a night, high volume shooter, but yet he gives you so many different abilities in his game. Nonstop dribble, step back, three, drive, finish, strong, attitude. I mean, you may have to spend an extra buck or two to keep him in the corral. But the other part of this, too, is, again, the Millers selling the team to Ryan Smith and Scotty and Hans. I don't know truly what the rules and regulations are of how involved Ryan can be at this point in time until the Board of Governors okay the deal. But he has to be able to be involved, I would think, because he's the one that's going to pick up the payroll.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Is he going to give the thumbs up and say, let's stretch this out and make it happen? I think that's another situation of an unknown that we don't know and only will know when the time comes. But there's a lot of money laid on the table here for the Jazz and big decisions, super max. And I only think, you know, you can count four or five guys' hands on your hand about who really deserves those type of that type of payday. Taking nothing away from Rudy. But, you know, those are big decisions that really impact the franchise for years to come. I don't have any question that Donovan is going to get his money and more down the road. And Jordan Clarkson, I think, is a huge part of what the Jazz want to do from here on out. And young enough to be here and really solidify the bench and also even rotate on occasion into the starting five.
Yeah. Craig Buller, Jack, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. I mean, we could have preseason games here in a matter of 3 weeks or so, Buller, and then the season's about a month away. I mean, this is crazy how quickly this thing's coming up.
I mean, today's the 20th.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's amazing. Have no schedule. Camp, I believe, or media day. And again, I don't know if that's going to, you know, be pulled off, if it's going to be virtual Zoom type of conversations. But, you know, we could be playing a Jazz preseason game in the week of the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, as far as I know. Don't know the entire, you know, way that the NBA is trying to align this, but maybe 2 to 3 preseason games. I think the players need it. And then you get into it. And most likely, we'll see some games. You know, no one's really, the league hasn't made it clear whether or not anyone in the media groups travel, whether that's broadcast or local beat writers. We're still waiting day to day to see what direction that goes. But I'm kind of prepared to do both. You know, we did 17 games at the arena off the Jumbotron. It's not ideal, right? But at least we get Jazz basketball in the NBA. And that's really what counts.
Bowler, you know what's going to happen is, especially since that Utah State got canceled, you're going to call Utah State's first football win next week.
Good for you, Bowler.
Oh,
I'm calling it now.
You know, it would be great to be a part of a Big Blue victory, and you're going to be in South Dakota.
Yes.
You know, I hope that that's a safe harbor for you, my friend. But I don't, you know, I actually am preparing. I talked to Doug, doing a little too deep work, and you're fine analysts and Kevin, and I appreciate you putting that, you know, giving me that opportunity, man. It's going to be fun. I just hope that the dam doesn't break, you know, and a cancellation comes. But I'm kind of, my mind is prepared for any of that.
I know.
I don't even know if Utah's playing, right, tomorrow.
I know.
Lloyd just reminded me, if there is a cancellation, that should be coming here pretty soon. Can you believe that, Hans? I mean, BYU keeps playing football, and the Pac-12 can't get hardly get a game out of the gate. It's unbelievable, and we're in we're heading into December. Come on,
it's November 20th, and Utah has their season opener coming up tomorrow.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah,
who would have? I mean, it's a year that's beyond belief, and I hope the one thing we learn. I think I go back to March 11th in Oklahoma City. People always ask me, "What'd you learn?" What I learned is how much I love sports,
yeah,
and how much I love to be a part of it. And Hans and Scotty, you guys, I know, are on the same page, because it's the driving force of what we do and what we've done for a long time. And I just can't take it for granted. You know, I miss it. It was great to be back, you know, calling games, even though it wasn't the greatest, position to be in, calling it from an arena at 2,000 miles away on a jumbotron. But it still gave me hope that, you know, we as Americans in the world, basically, man, it's a big part of what we do, and it is a release. It is entertainment, and we love what we do. And I hope we get back on track, yeah, and we're getting there. I think
we'll get there. You know, just think, a year from now, we're going to be looking back and thinking, you know, when you have Thanksgiving with 40 people at your house, you're going to be like, wow, that was weird.
We'll
those weren't fun times
at
all.
Hey, remember 2020, son.
Yeah.
Remember 2020.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Hans, by the way, I hope I'm all a proponent of your food pointer, and I did make, and Scotty, thank you. I really think the back scratch business is a huge thing for your next project. in your wood making skills.
So I've come up with a theme song for his business, his back scratching business, and it's just back scratch fever.
Hey, you know what, Hans, you and I, let's get together. I think we can invest, and this could be a blockbuster deal for all of us.
Maybe that's we go to EliteWorks, get a website called backscratchfever.com.
Backscratch fever, and all we do is, Scotty, come on, man. We need another 100 of these things by tomorrow.
I'm going as fast as I can, guys.
I can see Scotty walking out of his garage, and me and Buller are out there, you know, sitting there with a beverage and saying, hey, Scotty,
yeah, Scotty, come on.
You get 20 more before you walk out of there.
I know your knuckles are bleeding, but come on, man. I need 100 more by midnight. Let's roll. Let's go.
Come on.
Come on.
He's covered in wood chips.
Hey. If you're not tuned in to Scotty's wood business and the way that he's able to produce pens and now the food pointer, this thing, Scotty, is unstoppable. I think there's a lot of things you can do here,
yeah,
man.
That's a real growth industry right there. That's for sure. Hey, you're the best, Buller. Appreciate it. I owe you a phone call. I'll hit you up later today. All right.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll be here.
You got it, Craig Buller, Jack, right here on the Zone Sports Network. Proud of yourself, aren't you?
Well, no.
Back scratch fever. Come on.
It's killing me because I've got like 15 really funny things to say. But all of them would end up in a meeting.
Yeah.
And I just.
It's probably for the best.
I want to say it because people will laugh, but.
Well, not everybody will laugh.
It's 2020 and we haven't been in a meeting yet.
Some people will not laugh, and then those people will want to talk to us after the show.
Oh, so you're saying the people that are most important to have laugh would not be laughing?
Would not be laughing.
Yeah. Okay. No. I think the back scratch idea is really cool, though. But I need a new pointer. Or I'd like a longer pointer.
No. Yeah, there's a lot of people in that would agree with you on that. All right, Hans and Scotty, 1230. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Zone Sports Network is Utah's number one choice for sports radio in Utah. From DJ and PK to Hanson Scotty and The Big Show with Gordon Monson and Jake Scott, The Zone continues to dominate the competition. Thank you to all of you that continue to make The Zone Sports Network Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports station. Your home for the best coverage of the teams you're passionate about is right here. 97.5 1280 The Zone. In the Zone Sports Network. It's- It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette. Take some of the big, headlines we've not had a chance to get to. Put it on a roulette wheel, spin it, and wherever that little ball lands is what we end up talking about. So, with that, fire up that wheel, Lloyd.
Taysom time.
No. Taste time, Hill.
Thought it was tasty time.
Tasty time, Hill. Taste time, Hill. Taysom Hill is going to be starting for the New Orleans Saints this Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons, and I am thrilled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see anything on Twitter about that earlier today.
Oh, I do need to send a tweet.
No, you don't need to send a tweet because there's
has anybody even tweeted it?
Bazillion tweets out there.
You've seen it on Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah, from it. Whom?
I don't know. Pretty much anybody with a pulse in the sports media here in Utah.
I'm excited. You're not excited?
No, I'm very much excited. I am very, very excited to see what he does.
Scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you?
Oh.
Me? 6.5.
6 or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. On an excitement scale, 6 or 7, probably 6.
I mean, there's
6.
There's a chance this could not go well for Taysom.
Right. Yeah, right. And there's a chance it could go well.
Yeah.
So, you know, the problem is you've got, as Eric Weddle calls him, famous Jameis, that's sitting there on the sideline chomping at the bit, that's got a lot of reps under his belt.
And that, a lot of crab legs behind him.
Wow, I still can't believe he did that, too.
Oh, man, Eric is so good. I love that Eric called him out. He said, you know, he'll run by you, but he's got a whole load of crab legs in his back pocket.
Here's the thing. Eric will gut you like a fish, man.
Yeah, he will. He takes no prisoners. Absolutely not. But I expect good things from Taysom. Okay, here's a question for you. Will Taysom Hill finish the NFL season as the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints?
No, but that's just because I believe Drew Brees will come back.
You think those cracked ribs and punctured lung is going to heal up in the next 5 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, we still have, 7 weeks left of the season, don't we?
I thought it was five games left in the regular season.
Oh, I think more than that.
Or is it 6?
Anyway, yeah, I think he'll be back. Because that's the only way they're going to win in the playoffs.
Do you think that Taysom Hill will start and finish this game against the Atlanta Falcons?
Yes, 100%. You give him you let him do his thing. You've gone all in on him. You gave him the big contract. Now give him a long leash and let him do his thing.
If they don't, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
You got to give him a chance.
Do you believe that Taysom will have over 25 passing attempts?
Ooh, that's a good number on that. No.
Under?
Under. I will take the under.
I am thrilled to see Taysom on the field. I don't know what to expect. And I think that that's good for a defensive coordinator or to, you know, playing against a defensive coordinator. But if he pigeonholes himself too much, they'll figure him out.
Yeah,
like they figured out Lamar.
Yeah.
Even if he is huge and extremely fast and gifted athletically, they'll figure him out if he doesn't have some extra tricks up his sleeve.
Okay, if this doesn't work, which position do they move him to?
the same that he's been. They'll bring Jameis in and make him the H-back, tight end, fullback, slot.
Yeah, I mean, he'll just keep doing what he's doing.
Linebacker.
He'll return. Safety. He'll cover kicks.
Yeah, run fake kicks, all that stuff. He'll just do what he's been doing. And it's a huge weapon for the Saints or any team to have a player like that. That's not a knock on Taysom. It's just, you know, I always get nervous about stuff like this because we as a sports society, and I guess we as a culture overall, we put these guys on this pedestal, and then when they don't live up to the expectations that we set for them, then we tear them down and call them trash and awful at what they do. And that's not the case. Like, Taysom has a chance to take over this job. If it doesn't work out for him as a full-time quarterback, that's fine. Yeah. He's still going to get paid. He's still going to be a great player in this league and help the Saints win football games.
Yeah.
So I just think you got to be a little careful when we, you know, this is why, like, I was kind of hesitant on the whole Zach Wilson for Heisman right out of the gate, because we get, whether it's Tanner Mangum or whoever, somebody does something really cool and we're all like, yeah, all in, they're great, they're the best, and then they don't live up to those expectations, like, oh, they're trash, they suck, and we tear them all down because we set those expectations for them. Now, Zach Wilson, fortunately for him and BYU, has lived up to those expectations, but if we all think, oh, Taysom's the next great quarterback in the NFL, he's next Steve Young, but and he doesn't do it, and they're like, oh, well, he sucks. No. It's just not, that's not a skill set, but he can still help NFL teams win.
In this is just my perspective in the grand scheme of things. The end result for a professional athlete is to attempt to make money.
Yes.
Taysom Hill.
And Taysom's done that.
Is making a lot of it. And I always have complete turds make fun of my career. They're like, well, he was only in the NFL for 3 years. And
oh, my gosh.
Only played for 7 years. Complete turds. Guys that probably didn't even play the game. And my thought is, I still made a lot of money playing the game. And that was my goal, was to make money playing the game.
Yeah.
And that's what Taysom is doing. He is making a lot of money playing the game. You got to respect that. And if he can be a starting quarterback, so be it. If he goes back to being a utility player, so be it.
Yeah.
He has got all the respect in the world on my side of things. He is one of the most elite athletes the NFL's ever seen.
Yeah.
His speed with that size and then the ability to play quarterback. He looks nothing like a prototypical quarterback. Nothing like him. It's just a different world. So we'll see if he can do it. I'm excited.
And I hope he does.
I hope he does.
All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
Thursday night ball.
What'd you think of the game last night? Seahawks with the win, 28-21.
I really felt like when the Cardinals were driving, they were going to send that game into overtime.
Yep.
And then because the defense of Seattle wasn't great, but boy, they come up with a big stop, have a sack that ends the game. And it looked like Kyler Murray had some opportunities, but just couldn't make it happen, and then that Seattle defense comes up with a huge stop. It was a great game. I loved every second of it. Really enjoyable game.
What do you – Russell Wilson, 23-28 last night, and Seattle with a loss last weekend. With Seattle's deficiencies defensively, but with Russell Wilson's ability, what is the ceiling for the Seattle Seahawks? Is it a conference championship?
I think so. I think they're – look, they're what, 7-3 on the season?
Yep.
And –
by the way, New Orleans is 7-2. Green Bay is 7-2.
I would take Seattle out of those three, even with Seattle's issues on defense.
You would take Seattle out of those three?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, so you feel like
– I think Seattle's a Super Bowl team.
Oh.
They'll figure out the defensive issues.
Interesting. So you got the Tampa Bay Bucks that you got to mix in.
No, you don't. You don't have to mix them in there.
At all?
No, not as a Super Bowl team.
I don't think that they'll be a Super Bowl team, but I hope they will be because they're fun. But they're not going to. I think Green Bay comes out of the NFC. But what we really need to pay attention to is who comes out of the NFC East. Because you
Dallas at 2-7, still very much in it.
in the division.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
They're one game out.
Yeah.
That current division leader is the Philadelphia Eagles at 3-5.
Jeez.
You've got the 3-5 Eagles, the 3-5 Giants, the 2-7 teams, I guess, football team.
Yeah.
2-7 football team and the 2-7 Cowboys.
Just eliminate that entire division and take it out of the NFC, give the NFC West another playoff spot.
I agree with that.
All right, 12:44, Hans and Scotty, take a quick break, come back. We'll continue on next, and our buddies from the store are here. Should we take a break and see what we got going on over there?
Yeah.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Have you guys talked about DJ winning the best sports reporter for City Weekly again? Will he ever be dethroned? Probably only retirement will do that.
Oh, suck. I'm so pissed. You won that damn thing again.
I really have no comment. City Dumpling is back on top.
This is getting to be a friggin' joke. You're not that good. You're a hell of a guy, no doubt about it. But come on. Spread it around. Jordan didn't win the freaking thing every year, and he's the best player of all time.
I should go to Birmingham and play baseball just for a couple years, and I'll come back.
Oh, my goodness. I was hoping somehow they would suspend it this year in the pandemic. Holy freak.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. And Scotty G, presented by Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Ninety-seven-five, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Oh. Hey, remember who broke the news that Utah wasn't going to play last week?
Yeah.
It's John Wilner. John Wilner just about 10 seconds ago tweeted out, looks like Utah is good to go.
There you go. There's something to be grateful for the upcoming Thanksgiving weekend. Be grateful. Be
hashtag
thankful.
Hashtag be grateful.
Be thankful.
Be thankful. Is that what we're supposed to
do? I think it is.
Okay.
Hashtag be thankful. I think that's fantastic. I'm also thankful for this amazing meal that has just been placed in front of me, courtesy of the store. And I'm talking about all the goodies, all the most amazing flavors of Thanksgiving.
Just keep talking over there.
And not to mention that there are, I believe, 6 different dishes that the store just brought in,
yeah.
Thanksgiving dinner dishes. Scotty with the store hanging out with us. Scotty, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? How are the first few bites?
Oh, so good.
Solid. Well,
just tore into these mashed potatoes and gravy.
Dude, that's the crucial crux right there.
Oh, I know, right?
So I want to tell you, I think everybody out there is kind of used to, you know, the taste of maybe canned or old or soft or overcooked. And the first thing that you get when you bite into some of these dishes from the store, I bit into this green bean casserole. Typically in a green bean casserole, you've got canned beans that mush. These are fresh beans in this green bean casserole.
Yeah, these got some bite to them.
Dude, her green bean casserole is unreal. The crunch on top with the French fried onions, I mean, classic. Our stuffing is one of my favorite things ever. I love our stuffing.
Working on the stuffing right now.
Yeah.
And then something that I don't eat enough of that I need to eat more of is a Brussels sprout. And you've got this Brussels sprout. It's a split Brussels sprout and bacon crumble recipe. That's unbelievable.
Brussels sprouts are underrated. Everyone's like grossed out by them, but they are. You add a little bacon on there. They are good.
You
crisp them up.
You cook them the right way.
That's my favorite. Honestly, the Brussels sprout's my favorite side we do with that bacon on top.
Did you smoke this turkey?
Yeah, Shane smokes these turkeys.
Oh.
I know Kurt.
You got a little smoke.
Of them
you got right a little there. Smoke ring on them.
Yeah, just I love that the skin just like crunchy on the outside, so smoky.
So somebody can just come in and buy this turkey. They don't even have to cook their turkey at home.
No, we have pre-smoked. We'll do it smoke to order. I mean, you name it, we'll do it custom for you, however you want it.
So this is all at the store. Can you call either location?
To
hook up these orders?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with the apartment dwellers downtown, it's a lot smaller, but Either store, we'll get you covered.
So you got the Holiday location, 2050 East, 6200 South. You got the Gateway location, 90th South, Rio Grande in Salt Lake. And the great thing is you got a bunch of different options, depending on how many people are in your immediate family that are eating at your house. It'll include the turkey, the dinner rolls, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the stuffing, the whole shebang. And So it's, you go there, you can pick up all your meals, take it home, heat it up, and you're ready to go.
Ready to go. Yeah. Have you guys gotten any cranberry? Are you guys cranberry people?
Did not get the cranberry. I'm going to go get the cranberry.
Nice.
So, Scotty, my big thing for Thanksgiving is, and Scotty knows this, it's the candied yams or the sweet potatoes.
Yeah. That's my thing, too. I'm the only one in my family that likes them. Oh, they got to do, like, a special pan just for me.
It's my go-to, and that's delicious. That's got some cinnamon. It's loaded with the marshmallows. Good. That's just beautiful.
You and me both, man. But it's more for us. People don't like them. More for us.
Who doesn't? You like a good sweet potato, right, Scotty?
No.
You're not a candied yam
guy? I usually pass on the candied yams.
It's my go-to. Number one. Yeah. On top of all things, my favorite traditional Thanksgiving side is the candy.
No kidding.
Yeah, you need it. You need it.
Yep.
But, you know, that's a great thing. You can customize it to whatever your family wants.
Exactly. You want all Brussels sprouts, go for it. Stuffing, you want to mix and match, up to you.
Boy, you weren't kidding extra on these Brussels sprouts.
Aren't those good?
I'm usually not a big – I might have to try the candy yams because I'm not a fan of Brussels sprouts, but these are awesome.
Good.
Fresh Brussels sprouts. And the carrots, you know, we've got these seasoned carrots that are a fresh carrot out of the garden.
Yeah. I mean,
these are all fresh vegetables cooked into these dishes. Yeah. Oh, it's so good, Scotty. Well done.
Awesome. Yeah, keep talking.
And the turkey, of course. So I'm going to go throw a little bit of cranberry on top of this turkey. I'm going to go double up on these yams, and I'm going to make sure everybody gets out to the store to double up on those amazing Thanksgiving sides.
Appreciate you guys.
Here's the number to call, 801-272-1212. You go extension 1 or 2, but 801-272-1212. Call now, set up your order, and you're done. You don't have to worry about the 3-4 days, you know, thawing out the turkey, doing all that other stuff. It's taken care of right now. Call that number, 801-272-1212, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.